When Balfour's Conservative government resigned in 1905, split over the issue of tariff reform, they were replaced by a Liberal government with an impressive majority. The Liberals won 401 seats, the Conservatives just 157, with the Irish Nationalists on 83 and Labour on 29. This meant that the Liberals could steer their agenda through the House of Commons without having to negotiate cooperation from any of the other parties. The Liberal strength in the Commons, however, was in stark contrast to their presence in the House of Lords. In the Lords, it was the Conservatives, or Unionists as they like to be called, that dominated, with 355 peers to the Liberals' 88. The upper house was also home to a further 124 Liberal Unionists, who would later formally join with the Conservatives, 35 unaffiliated peers, and 25 bishops, who were always thought likely to vote Conservative. The pattern of confrontation between the two houses was set almost immediately when the Liberals tried to amend the 1902 Education Act, which was seen by many nonconformist Liberals as giving too much advantage to the Church of England. Their bill was amended by the Lords on the first reading, and despite a Commons rejection of those amendments, the Lords stood firm on the second reading, forcing the government to withdraw the bill completely. A similar pattern followed with a licensing bill, rejected by the Lords because of strong Conservative links to the Brewers' lobby, as well as a bill to eliminate plural voting, the system which allowed people to vote in more than one constituency if they had property or business elsewhere, and obviously more favourable to the land-owning Unionists. These clashes led to an early statement of intent by the Liberal leader, Henry Campbell Bannerman, who in 1907 secured massive Commons support for a resolution to curb the House of Lords' power to defeat the Commons in the future. Campbell Bannerman did not act on the resolution, however, and stepped down later that year due to ill health. His replacement was Herbert Asquith, who temporarily left the issue of Lords reform to focus on social welfare. To counter what they saw as a radical left-wing agenda, the Conservatives, under Balfour and the Unionist leader in the House of Lords, Lord Lansdowne, embarked on a strategy to defeat the more radical bills enacted by the Liberals in the Commons by using their majority in the House of Lords. Whilst they were within their rights to do this, it was a risky strategy in the long term, as it was unlikely to be popular among voters. The House of Lords was, after all, an unelected chamber composed in the main of very wealthy men who sat as a result of hereditary peerage. And it must be remembered that often very few of these Lords would actually come to the Lords to sit, and the Liberals termed a group of them backwoodsmen, members who would only turn up to vote down Liberal policy, and other than that did very little work within the Lords.